This community update was brought to you by U-Radio. Winnipeg Transit is undergoing its most significant transformation in over a century, with a brand new system set to roll out in June. Winnipeg's senior transit planner, Kevin Sturgeon, says this overhaul is part of the Winnipeg Transit Master Plan. Beginning in 2019, Sturgeon says the plan is to modernize the city's transit system and better meet the needs of riders.
And we realized that to accomplish these goals, we would have to redesign our transit network from scratch. And that had not happened in Winnipeg before. Some other cities have done that, but Winnipeg had never done it. Every change we've had to our transit system over the last, about 140 years has been incremental, piece by piece. So there's been a lot of changes, but there's never been like a complete overhaul.
He says the message from riders was that things weren't working. Ridership was up, but there were many pass-ups, meaning somebody couldn't get on the bus because it was too full and passed them by. Another criticism was that buses were late, sometimes even early, but not on schedule. Overall, Sturgeon says what they've heard was a lot about confusion.
And the problem with our current system, that we'll have in place here until June, is that it's the way that it's set up, it's really complicated to deal with the problems. The route network is very complex, which of course is part of the reason it's confusing. There's just, different routes that go to the same place at different times of day, the same route number, but different branches that go to completely different ends of the city. That's confusing and complex, but it also makes it hard for us to tackle the problems. When routes are very complex, you can't just put the resources where you need them. If one spot is really, really busy, you might need to put more resources than you otherwise would just to solve one problem.
In a 2023 survey by the Free Press and Probe Research, 47% of Winnipeg residents used transit occasionally, but only 20% were regular riders. Frequent users were often young adults, 18 to 34, inner-city residents, BIPOC individuals, and people with disabilities, while 53% never used transit. Older and infrequent riders prioritized safety, while younger adults, women, and frequent riders wanted better route connections. The revamped transit system will introduce a structured classification for bus routes, dividing them into two main categories: the primary transit network. These networks will operate frequently, especially during rush hours, and feeder routes. These buses will primarily serve neighborhoods, connecting riders to essential destinations such as schools, grocery stores, and libraries. Sturgeon notes a key advantage of this new system is that buses on high-frequency routes will arrive often, so that exact timing becomes less critical.
So there's sort of two ways that we're tackling the on-time performance problem. One is, anything that's a low frequency that doesn't come very often stays out of congested areas and is more likely to stay on time just by virtue of where it's traveling. For the primary transit network, it actually doesn't matter if it's on time. It just matters that it comes often. If a bus comes every 5 minutes, it doesn't matter if it's on time or not. As long as it's coming every 5 minutes, you don't care when it was supposed to be there. Two different approaches depending on the nature of the service to try to tackle that.
The redesign also aims to improve overall efficiency. Faster, more direct routes means buses can complete more trips in a day, allowing for better service without significantly increasing costs. Additionally, the simplified network will make expanding transit into new and growing neighborhoods, including suburban developments and denser urban areas, easier. As part of the transition, all bus stops will receive new signage, clearly indicating which routes will be affected. Many stops will also be relocated to improve accessibility and efficiency, particularly for express routes and high traffic areas.
So there will be at least that much change at every bus stop. So all the routes are changing, and so we decided that we're going to put out a new sign, so it'll be a new style. It'll look different than anything we have on the street right now, and that'll be people's first clue, the first thing they'll see in the next few months, hinting that some changes are coming.
While change can be challenging, feedback on the new plan has been largely positive. According to Sturgeon, over 75% of public responses have been supportive, an unusually high rate for such a significant transformation. He acknowledges that not all riders will be happy with the adjustments, and transit officials are working to address concerns as they arise. Updated route changes and transit modifications can be found on Winnipeg Transit's website or through the city's 311 services. With U Multicultural and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ryan Funk.